6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never was from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. Yeah. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. You want to touch base? I got a seasonally appropriate song. No, not a Christmas song. Temperatures in the overnight are supposed to reach a nipple-stiffening 6 degrees. With a wind chill, it'll take it down to 17. Good luck. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
at 6:16 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Method. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes can claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I should turn the, yeah, there we go. I had my headphones turned on way too high. Oh, yeah. Well, I've done my deed for this hour.
Anyway,
let me explain away this first set of the evening. You just heard Back Me Up, actually, for the last couple of weeks, and for the next couple will be The Hustlers. A track called Inertia, originally released on the Downey label in 1964. I got off a compilation, Surf, Legends, and Rumors. Came out in 1988 on Garland and was re-released sometime in the mid-90s. Just heard a local band, The Coffin Lids, from 2007. Skinny Mike and the guys did Bongo Smash, a single that was released in the Sprinter label in Switzerland. For that, the Ragdolls did Dusty from 1964 on the Mallow label. The Dogmatics with their Christmas classic Christmas Time from the compilation of Midnight Christmas Xmas came out in 1984 on Midnight. And we kicked it off with The Choir and It's Cold Outside. Originally released in the Canadian-American label in 1966, but released or re-released on Roulette in early 67. And it made the Hot 100. It actually got into the 60s, which is not very cold. But anyway, I got off of the Nuggets box set. The Nuggets box set. Yes, I found out what my hoarseness is. It's acid reflux. I'm going to get that fixed. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. You want to touch base, throw me off my rhythm, whatever. Want to get a hold of me between shows? You want to send me, make that WAV or MP3 of the station ID, which should mention you, your claim to fame or lack thereof. Desperate Hours Alex and WMFO 91.5 and all the possible combinations. Again, make it into a WAV and MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. And the other thing is, we have a Facebook page. Well, I always say that. We do have a Facebook page. It's the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. You can go and like it. You can reach us. Or reach me. Reach us. It's just me. Reach me there. Yes. Anyway, Danny's here. He's in the house. So there will be a lounge tonight coming up at 8 o'clock. So stick around for that. I had something in my mind, but I forgot. The heck with it. Maybe I'll mention next talk break. These are the Desperate Hours.
Crazy for me, yeah, I got a baby, oh, let me be your baby, baby, Clarabella, baby, baby, Clarabella, you're the baby, you're the baby for me now. Well, there's no good, you know, make it long, all the needles is a baby.
I know that you're familiar with my song, The Ballad of Texas Toast, the story of Michael Brown. But does anyone out there know the story, the legendary story, of how Texas Toast saved Christmas?
No.
Well, you know what? Neither do I. Texas Toast, Michael Brown loves Texas Toast. Texas Toast, Texas Toast, Texas Toast, it's the most toast. Texas Toast, it's the most from coast to coast. Texas Toast, Texas Toast. A big Christmas howdy!
Hello? Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Hey, Tommy, what's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow! My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of. 007. Every night, where does she go? Downtown,
to the picture show.
She waits in line for an hour or so, so she can sit in the very first row. Eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out up there.
Remember how she used to dress?
Yeah.
Sloppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How does she dress now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My baby dresses up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour. She combs her hair, then she teases it, just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out of there. She's thinking of the 007. Someday soon, wait and see, she'll come back to me. He's gonna fade from her memory, and things are gonna be like they used to be. I know it. We'll be together, back in the balcony, me and my baby, eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture?
You mean the pilot?
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know.
Thank you.
thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Well, I'm trying to find for you. Myself on the train. No use in bleeding gold, coming back again.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:34 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard the Offbeats track called Tired of Crying. It was originally released on the Rhythm label in 1967. I got off the compilation Time Won't Change My Mind, which was released on the Lance label. I believe that was out of Santa Fe in the late 90s. Well, that's a music machine. And Mother Nature, Father Earth, originally released on the Bell label in 1968. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 3. Came out in 2004 on Sundays. Before that, The Detergents. Yes, The Detergents of Leader of the Laundromat fame. They tried following up with another one called 007, which was released, cashing in on the spy genre, the spy film genre. That was released in 1965 on Roulette. For that, Dick Cannon wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. May your stockings be full of Texas toast. The morning of the 25th. And we kicked off the set with the Hound Dogs. We're out of Germany. Track released on the Ariola label, 1965. And Clarabella. Came on the compilation. It was on the compilation, Boom Boom. Which came out on a label called Strassbeat. In the early turn of the century. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go over to schedule. Go over to Thursday. Scroll down till you see the Desperate Hours, Alex. Click on it. And the last 2 weeks' shows are there. Also, I was going to say, well, also what? I didn't even know what I was going to say next. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Better move on. move on.
You better 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 move on.
Oh yeah, 6:47 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard Arthur Alexander from 1962 on the Dot label, and You Better Move On. What had Al Hurt channeling the Monkees from his LP, The Horn Meets the Hornet. Came out in 1966 on RCA Victor. Before that, The End, a band called The End, kicked it off. A track that was originally released on the Seascape label. No date on that, and I looked it up. Actually, hats off to Mike Murray for referring me to 45 Cat. A lot of times, I wouldn't say all the time, but a lot of times the info you get from that is more... accurate than Discogs, especially for the little ones, the little records. Anyway, The End did Emancipation. I got off the compilation Party, Party, Party. Came out on Cheap, Cheap, which is part of Arf, Arf. Yeah. We're coming up on the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Danny's in the house. There will be a lounge. Stephanie will be coming in. So all is right with the world. Things will be normal. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. You want to touch base? Throw me off my rhythm. You can also get a hold of me between shows two ways. By email at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yeah. Those of you who have been torturing for the last, I don't know, 20-something years over the airwaves. Yeah, I still got that address. And, of course, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Yes. Okay. I'm trying to play good Christmas songs because I don't think there's that many, quite frankly. Although maybe sometimes... just like people who confuse one thing for another, they tend to confuse overexposure with suckitude. And it really isn't the case. It's just, you just hear it so damn much. Who wants to play, you know, same old stuff over and over for Christmas music? But I'll try and get some more stuff in. You know, I'm not a complete Grinch. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Afin de lui plaire, moi je fais tout ce qu'il demande. Oui, pour lui plaire, j'obéis quand il commande. Mais je l'ai vu l'autre nuit embrasser une de mes amies qui vient s'expliquer. Est-ce donc à moi qu'il ment? Est-ce à elle qu'il dit vrai? Laquelle aime-t-il vraiment? Choisissant entre elle et moi une bonne fois, savoir à qui il ment, qui il aime vraiment. Oui, savoir à présent. La veille pourtant, il me jurait son amour en me promettant les plus merveilleux des jours. Si tout cela était vrai, qu'il vienne vite m'expliquer à quoi il veut jouer. Est-ce donc à moi qu'il ment? Est-ce à elle qu'il dit vrai? Laquelle aime-t-il vraiment? qui choisissent entre elle et moi une bonne fois. Oh, savoir à qui il ment, qui aime-t-il vraiment, savoir à qui il ment.